We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. I have so much to talk to you guys about, and I have a feeling this is going to be a longer episode. Last week's episode was a little bit shorter and to the point, but today's is going to be longer and just so incredible. I'm so excited for today's episode. But I hope you guys are having an amazing day and the absolute best start ever to your Monday. I just think we're going to have a great week this week. And I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. Oh my God, I just thought about another thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. So I'm very excited for today's episode. But before we get into the episode, I have so much to update you guys on and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Okay, first of all, I found somewhere to live. Yay! I found somewhere to live. I know so many of you guys have been DMing me, which is so nice. But so many of you guys have been like DMing me and asking me and wondering like what I'm going to do. You and me both. So last week, which when you guys are listening to this is 2 weeks ago, I was home looking for houses and I put an offer on a house and I didn't get it. And I lost it by like 50 or 40 grand, like something crazy. And I was already like 10 over asking and offering like transfer tax, like a really, really good offer in my opinion. And I lost it by like a lot of money. So I didn't get it. So after that, I was like a little discouraged, a little sad, but more houses just kept like popping up on the market. So I went home a couple days later to go look again at houses and I found this townhouse that I was in love with. Absolutely loved it. It was beautiful. But in my opinion, it was very overpriced. So I went in on a below asking offer, which you just don't do in this market. You just simply don't do it. And I knew that it was probably going to be a no because it was under asking, but it was still a strong offer in my opinion. I don't know. Clearly not though. But as soon as I submitted the offer, the realtor was like, yeah, no, like you got to be at least asking price. So I didn't get that house. Needless to say, I did not get it. And then after I didn't get that house, I was like, all right, you know what? Let me just look one more time. So then last Friday, I looked at two more houses and I said, if these houses aren't it, I'm going to rent. And what was so funny is that the day that I put in the offer on the other townhouse that I really liked, I actually applied for an apartment. And I was like, if the townhouse falls through, I'm going to do the apartment. So the townhouse fell through and I was going to do the apartment. But then these two other houses came on the market last Friday. So I was like, I'm going to look at these two houses. And if there are no, I'm just going to go with the apartment that I want. So I stayed home, looked at the two houses on Friday, and both of them, I was like, absolutely not. Not my thing. So I was like, all right, apartment it is. And I was content. I was excited. You know, I liked the location. I liked the apartment. I liked it a lot. I was really, really excited. So apartment it is. Awesome. So I get home from looking at the houses, right? And I have this apartment. Everything's good. Application's in, approved, all good. And I get home and I open up my email and the unit that I applied for, it was like a new building, new construction. So I would have been the first owner there. They like just finished building the building. So the unit that I applied for is on the first floor because it's all they had left. So I applied for it. I got it. I got an email that my unit was flooded from a storm that we had a couple nights ago and that I wouldn't be able to move in like when I was supposed to, which was September 12th. I couldn't move in then. It would need to be a little extended, or I could just pick another unit. And they had one other unit that was smaller than the one that I was going to move into. And it was on like the third floor, which isn't a problem, but it was just smaller. And the unit that I was getting was already kind of small. So I was going to be losing even more space. And I was like, I don't know. Like, this must be a sign that all the houses that I wanted didn't work out. And the apartment that I was getting literally was flooded. And yeah, like I could have still moved in like just later, which isn't a problem. But it's like, is it going to flood every time it rains? You know what I mean? So I was like, I took this as a sign. I was like, okay, I'm not supposed to move in there. Clearly, like I can't even move in now because it's flooded. So I'm going to take this as a sign. So I told my mom, I was like, the apartment got flooded. Like I can't move in there anymore. I don't want the other one because it's just too small, you know, all that sort of stuff. And she's like, all right, let's go look at these two places. And if it doesn't work here, just move in upstairs with us. Cause my parents have like almost like a little apartment upstairs. My grandma has all of her stuff up there. My grandma actually doesn't live in the state, but she has all of her stuff upstairs, my parents' house. And it's like almost an apartment there. There's like two bedrooms. Well, technically one bedroom and then like a bigger room. And there's even like a little kitchen up there. There's a little living room up there. So it's almost like an apartment, but it's like fitted out for my grandma right now. So my mom was like, if these two apartments don't work out, you'll just move upstairs and we'll just keep house hunting, blah, 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 all sort of stuff. So I was like, okay. So we go to these two apartments and the first one I thought that I was going to love because I'm familiar with them and I love the location of the two apartments, blah, blah, blah. So we go to the first one and I love all the amenities and I love everything that they're telling us. The location was just right. Like it was perfect. But then as soon as I got into the actual unit, I was like, this is just not it. Reason being, and I'm really picky and I know that I'm really picky, but if I'm going to be paying like a good amount of money each month, I'm definitely going to be picky. Like I want what I want and I'm going to get what I want. And if it doesn't have what I want, I'm not going to buy it. Like other things I give and take, but when it comes to housing, I'm definitely picky and I'm allowed to be. And I don't apologize for that. I'm definitely picky when it comes to where I live and what I want in my house or my apartment, whatever it might be. So the reason I didn't like the first apartment that I toured, and mind you, I've been touring apartments for the last 3 months. Like I've been looking since, I guess month and a half, since the middle of July, I've been looking at every single apartment complex in my tri-state area that you could possibly think about. If you have an apartment complex, I've toured it. I've looked at every single one and every single one I didn't like. Either the cabinets were too dark or the living space was too small or the price was just right, but not enough space, or the space was right, but the price was too high. Like there was always something that I didn't love about it. And like I said, I'm okay with being picky. So We looked at this other apartment that I have yet to look at, the first one, and I didn't like it because the living room was carpeted. In my condo now, my living room was carpeted and I couldn't stand it. Like, I just wanted hardwood. So that was a big thing. I was like, no, I'm not going to move in somewhere where it's another carpeted living room. I'm just not. I want hardwood. And that's that. Like, that's what I want. So I'm going to make sure I get that. So I didn't like that because of the carpet. And I'm really, really big on natural light. And that apartment was facing north. So it was just dark all day. And I was never going to get any direct sunlight. I wasn't going to get really any light at all. It was just dark. And I didn't love it. Other than that, it was a good space. It was fine. They had valet trash, which is awesome, which means that every night someone like comes to your door and picks up your trash. That's amazing. But I didn't love it. So I rated it like a 6 out of 10, but I thought that that was the place that I was going to really like. So then we went to the second complex and I had pretty low expectations, honestly, because I thought that I was really going to like the first space. So I was kind of like let down, whatever. I go into the second complex and oh my God, this was the godsend apartment that I've been waiting for the past like month and a half, 2 months that I've been looking. I've been looking for this apartment. When I say it is perfect, I could not think of anything else for this apartment. It is perfect. Perfect. So my mom and I were blown away by how much we loved it. We loved it to the point where I already signed a 15-month lease. Like, I loved it. The location was a little farther out than I was wanting, but it actually works out perfectly fine. It's a great spot. It's a great location. And I actually find that my life is a little bit more, it's like my life is actually 30 minutes to, I guess, west of where my house is right now. So it makes sense that I'm moving farther out that way. So that's really cool. So I'm moving like farther away from my parents, but I'm moving actually more towards like where my life is pretty much centered. So it's about the same distance from the studio as I live now. And it's just closer to like the rest of my, like my friends and my life and just, you know, it's closer to the beach. It just works a lot better. So the location ended up being absolutely perfect, even though it wasn't where I was planning on. It was perfect. The unit itself, oh my God, it's beautiful. It's about the same square footage as where I was looking because I got a one bedroom. It ended up being like exactly around the same square footage as where I was looking at. But the way the apartment is laid out, it feels so much bigger than any other apartments I was looking at with the same square footage. And it's at a really, really good price. And it's new construction, which is so exciting because I was looking at like new construction townhouses and everything, and it was just too expensive, out of my price range. So I'm happy that I got like a new construction apartment. So I'll be the first person to live there. It's just, it's beautiful. The kitchen, I'll like post a ton of pictures and stuff, but the kitchen, it's like white cabinets with like this beautiful white marble countertop, and the cabinets below the countertop are gray, and the floor is this beautiful bright like gray hardwood or laminate, not really sure which one, probably laminate. But it was just beautiful. The living space is huge. There's a balcony. I have a bedroom. Of course, I have a walk-in closet. I have a beautiful huge bathroom with like a linen closet in there. And there's a shower that has black appliances on it. And it's a sliding door. So no more shower curtains. It's a huge shower. Like, guys, when I say this apartment is exactly what I was looking for, it's exactly what I was looking for. It feels like a new townhouse, but in an apartment. It's everything that I could want. And it's so beautiful. And the amenities are great. And because it's a new building, they aren't even like, they're still doing construction. So I can't move in until October 3rd. So I'm moving October 3rd. So excited. But because I was like one of the first people to tour it and pick out a spot, I essentially got to pick my unit, which is insane. And you can never do that. So I picked a south-facing unit that's facing the courtyard, and I'm on the pool side of the courtyard. So I get to view like the pool and the courtyard, and I have the balcony overlooking it. Oh my God, it's like I could not ask for a better unit and a better apartment. It's perfect. It's exactly what I want. And I cannot believe I got it. And I got a really, really good rate because they were doing like a deal where if you sign a 13, 14, or 15-month lease, you get a month free. So I signed a 15-month lease. I got a month free rent. It's just amazing. And the price is just so comparable to everything that I was looking at. And it's definitely on the cheaper end, but it's very luxurious. And oh, it's perfect. I'm so excited. Cannot wait to live there. And I was so excited to tell you guys about this apartment. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. So I actually have one of our friends, Jill, she's an interior designer, and she is going to design my space for me. And I'm so excited. I'm selling a ton of like my furniture and bringing all my bedroom stuff, but all my living room stuff I'm probably going to sell. I don't really love it anyway. So I'm just going to sell it, get rid of that, and then start moving out. And oh my God, guys, it is just the dream. I love it so much. And I'm so excited to show you guys videos, and you'll see it all the time, like on Instagram and stuff. And I'm just so, so, so excited to talk to you guys about it and to show you guys. Oh my God, I'm so thrilled. And I never have been like a huge apartment person. So I'm really surprised that I love this apartment as much as I do. And I'm really excited to live there. I'm so excited. So yeah, that's my housing update. And I love it. I couldn't be more excited. But with that, I've been watching a lot of apartment tours on YouTube. First of all, everyone on apartment says apartment tours. Like, I'm going to take you on a tour of my apartment. Tour. This is my apartment tour. Do I say tour wrong? I say tour, as in like Tory, but without the I. Tour. This is my apartment tour. My apartment tour. Hey guys, welcome to my apartment tour. I don't know. I just say tour. My apartment tour. So I'm watching a lot of apartment tours, and it's just, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Well, I can, but it really has me missing making YouTube videos. It really does. It really does. I kind of want to start making them again, but I know that once I start, like, will I regret it? I just kind of miss it. And I feel like this apartment is so cute. And I feel like you guys would love to see like moving vlogs and like apartment furnishings. I don't know. Should I come back to YouTube? Can I even come back? Am I dead on YouTube? I've just been like missing it a lot, to be honest. Like a lot. I kind of just want to come back. And you guys have been DMing me like, are you ever going to come back to YouTube? So maybe some of you guys want it. Should I do it? Can you guys let me know? Oh my God, should I do it? I think it'd be kind of fun, don't you? Maybe I should do it. And then I could do an apartment tour. Apartment tour. Would you want that? Can you guys let me know? Should I come back to YouTube? What would I even do? Like vlogs? Probably. Probably just vlogs. I mean, that's like all that I do. It's not like I'm going to sit down and make a makeup tutorial. God, no. I don't even like wear makeup that much right now. Anyway, so yeah, that's my housing update. And if I should do YouTube, you guys have to let me know. Okay. Thank you. And I also want to post more on TikTok. I just need to like get on my game a little bit more, don't you think? I'm like really just not doing the best I could on social media. I should really step up my game. Okay. From here on out, I'm going to step up my game. If you guys see me posting on Instagram, can you please just like it and comment like, I'm so proud of you. Because I just don't like posting on Instagram. I just feel like very self-conscious, but like, fuck it. I should just do it anyway. Yeah. So that's my housing and that's my YouTube. Something else that I wanted to run by you guys. Should I make a planner? Question mark. Should I make a planner? I have had this idea to make a planner for a very long time and I've just never done it, but I think like it's time. You know what I mean? I honestly think it's time. I know exactly what I want in a planner. I know exactly what you guys, I think, would want in a planner. And if you do want me to make a planner, DM me what you want in it, because I feel like we could create like a really badass planner and have it be perfect, like everything that we need. I feel like I've gotten really close to buying really good planners, but they're always missing something important to me. And I feel like we could just create a super badass planner and it could have everything that we need, like everything that this show embodies and more. Could just be a really killer planner. And we could just literally plan our higher selves every day. And it would just be really, really badass. So do you want that? Because I think if enough people are like, yes, I would absolutely get one of your planners, I think I'm going to do it because it would be perfect and it would be exactly what we all want. Because I know what you guys want. And I know what I want. And it's not out there. Trust me, I've looked. It's not out there. So I think I just got to do it. But would you want it? Let me know. I really think I want to make a planner. And I think I want to make multiple. I have a lot of ideas, but I want to make multiple planners. And I just think it could be really, really cool. And hopefully I can get it done like in time for the holidays and you guys can get it for like holidays. Like what a fun gift, I think. So I need to get to work on that. That's kind of been like my goal. When I signed my apartment, I said that I was going to write a book in that apartment. And I really do want to write a book, but I also really want to make a planner. So I'm going to do both. I'm going to make a planner and write a book in that apartment by the time my lease is done. I'm going to do both. So I'm really excited. So should I make a planner? I think yes. Would you guys like it? Let me know. DM me. Please tell me. DM me. Let me know. @ToriSterling_DM me. Or comment on my picture because I'm going to post one on Instagram. Comment yes to a planner. Do something. So yeah, that's something that I wanted to run by you guys. Let me know. One other thing that I want to say is remember a couple episodes ago, I said I was going to make an Amazon shop page. Well, I did it. Woohoo! I finally made an Amazon shop page. I figured out how to do it. I could not figure it out for the life of me. I ended up texting Brooke Michio, Gals on the Go. Shout out. Love them so much. I literally, every time I drive home from the beach and back, the only podcast I listen to is Gals on the Go. The only one. I am their biggest fan. I love Gals on the Go so much. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, I texted Brooke and I was like, hey dude, I'm trying so hard to have an Amazon shop page and I cannot find it because it just kept directing me to create a storefront and that's different than a shop page. So she helped me out and she's the best. So now I got a shop page up. Thank you, Brooke Michio. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I have an Amazon shop page. I'm going to have it linked down below. It's just amazon.com/shop/ToriDeSimone, DeSimone. And I just have all my favorite stuff and products on there. So like the self-care planner that I mentioned a couple episodes back, that's up on there. I put up the Garmin that I talked about. Literally everything that I talk about, I linked on my Amazon shop page. I have a lot of clothes linked on there. Like my biker shorts and just clothes that I buy on Amazon. Dude, like literally so much is on Amazon, my Amazon shop page. So go check it out. It's an affiliate link. So if you buy something from there, I will get a percentage of it. So if you don't want me to get that, then don't buy from my shop page. But yeah, I just have to throw that out there, I guess, as an FTC disclaimer. But yeah, I made an Amazon shop page. So I'll have it linked down below. I'm so happy that I finally figured that out because I always talk about Amazon stuff and just never link it. But now I'll be able to link it really, really easily. So there's a lot of stuff on there. And because I'm moving, there's going to be a lot of decor on there. So like if you guys are also moving or moving into dorm rooms or decorating dorm rooms, stuff like that, I will have a ton of decor on there. And it's like practical things because I'm definitely downsizing. Not a ton, but definitely downsizing. So I need to like purge a lot of stuff, get rid of a lot of stuff and maximize my storage. So definitely check out my Amazon shop page because it's going to be a lot of stuff on there, especially in the upcoming weeks as I do the move. But don't you think moving vlogs would be really, really fun on my YouTube? Should I do it? Maybe I will. Maybe I will. One other thing that I want to say before we get into today's episode. Today is Labor Day, so happy Labor Day, everybody. I hope you guys are celebrating and having the best day ever. But today was actually Stride Sea Isle's last day for the season. I cannot believe it. I literally feel like a couple episodes ago I was saying that the season starts tomorrow and now it's done. The season is over. Today is the last day and it was such an incredible season. It was everything I could have wanted and more. I absolutely adored it and it was just such a dream. Stride Sea Isle's Instagram is @StrideSeaIsle. If you guys want to follow it, check out our season highlights. It was just insane. And I just want to thank every single person that came out to Stride Sea Isle. I met so many podcast listeners this season. So many of you guys traveled far and wide and would just say that you listened to Manifest and that you wanted to come see the studio and support. And it was like a dream of yours to take a class with mine. class of mine, it was just so amazing to see so many of you guys. And I just want to thank you guys for always supporting my dreams. And the only reason I get to do what I do is because of you guys and because I have such loyal people. So thank you. I really appreciate you guys more than you know. And it was such a great season and I'm just so grateful, but I can't believe it's over. We're approaching fall. The Starbucks pumpkin drinks are out. I have not gotten one yet. I'm waiting until like it's cold. Like I just can't do a pumpkin drink when it's hot. So I'm saying October at the earliest or a cold day in September. That's what I'm going to do. But it's always really hot in September. Honestly, it's like September is summer weather. So I'll probably just wait until October, but I don't know. I'm being strict with myself where I'm like, okay, we're going to enjoy summer until it's actually fall. So October is when I'm going to start drinking pumpkin drinks. And then, you know, they're going to be gone. But then the Christmas drinks come. Isn't it crazy how fast time goes? Like, where did 2021 go? It is literally September 6th. Are we kidding? Are we kidding? Like, where did 2021 go? 2022, though, I think is going to be awesome. It just seems, it sounds like such a great year. But then we also said about 2020. Oh my God. Do you ever think about like what would have happened in 2020 if the pandemic didn't happen? Like, I feel like we all would have been conquering the world. Don't you? Oh my God. I literally just feel like we'd be on top of the world. It'd be insane. We would be crushing it. I mean, we are still crushing it, but imagine. I don't know. I feel like everyone had such momentum going into 2020. Like January and February of 2020 were the best months ever. Don't you think? Crazy. All right, guys. I think that's everything that I had to catch you up on. That was what, like 25 minutes of me just talking about myself. Ugh, how boring. But wait, I want to do it more. Because I actually recorded what you guys just listened to 2 days ago, and now it's 2 days later and I'm filming the second half of this episode because I was supposed to have a different episode go up today with, a really cool guest, but it had to be rescheduled. So I'm going to have that another time, but now it's 2 days later because I filmed the intro obviously to go along with my interview that didn't end up happening, but we're going to do it another time. So what I'm getting at is that it's now 2 days later and so much has happened in these past 2 days. I want to update you guys on actually really not so much at all. But I just got a new iPad and I feel wonderful about it. I just got the iPad Air because ever since I asked you guys about this planner 2 days ago, but you guys listened to it 5 minutes ago, I have not stopped thinking about it. So I bought this iPad and I'm so excited because I have a call tomorrow with a designer to talk about this planner. And I am so excited, you guys. I seriously can't stop thinking about it and I'm definitely going to do it. So here's what I need from you guys. Well, I bought the planner to help me design the planner too, or I bought the iPad to help me design the planner. Is that what I said? Here's what I need from you guys. I need you to tell me what you want in this planner, because I have ideas, but I want to make sure I'm not being selfish in my ideas. And I want to make sure that you guys would actually benefit from what is in my planner and that it won't just be me benefiting from it. So I need you guys to tell me what you want in this planner. Do you want content calendars? Do you want fitness trackers? Do you want a gratitude list? Do you want it to be daily or weekly, meaning you know, there's two pages and you get a week on the pages, or do you want every single day to have its own page or two page spread? I'm leaning towards more towards daily. Do you want a finance tracker in it? Like, you guys need to get micro with me and tell me what you want, because I know what I want, but I want to make sure that I'm making a planner that would serve you guys, the consumers. And I think it'd be really cool if we could almost like make this planner together and just make it so perfect and make it like the most best manifest planner ever. That's my goal. And that's what I want. So I need you guys to tell me exactly what you want. Also, do you want it dated or not dated? Meaning like you guys fill in the dates, or dated, meaning you buy it and and it goes like January to January or July to July. That's what a lot of people do, but I always feel like it should be August to August. I don't know. So you guys just need to let me know. But I'm also someone that buys a planner in the middle of the year and I can't use half of it. So I'm cool with undated. But if the vast majority want dated, I'll definitely do dated. I'm going to do a poll on my Instagram. So follow my Instagram at Tori Sterling _. And I'm going to do a poll tomorrow. So on Tuesday, I'm going to do a poll. And I want to know what you guys want. Okay. So that's going to be tomorrow on my Instagram at Tori Sterling _. And check back Tuesday, September 7th. And my poll will be up there. It'll also probably be up there for a little bit of Wednesday, September 8th. But if you guys missed it, I will do another one, okay? But I am really, really excited. I haven't stopped thinking about it. The other thing is I can't stop thinking about YouTube ever since I said that about YouTube 5 minutes ago, for me 2 days ago. And I really think I want to do like my moving vlogs for YouTube. I've never done a tour of the house that I live in, like a condo tour. So I think I'll do a condo tour and then like a move out with me vlog and move in with me vlogs, empty apartment tour, furnished apartment tour, grocery hauls, like the whole nine. I'm super freaking excited, you guys. Really, really, really excited about that. And also, would you guys want video podcasts? Because that's another thing that I want to start doing. And I think I can do it. Well, I know I can do it in the new apartment. So would you guys want to see uploads on that too, on my YouTube, like a video podcast? I think that'd be fun. I mean, it would just be me. Like, I don't really have guests, except for when Kitty Brennan comes on the pod. So I don't really have guests. But it'll just be me and we'll just be chit-chatting away. And I wonder how it's going to go because when I record this, like I'm recording this right now in my pajamas it's 4:15 p.m. on a Thursday and I'm recording this in my pajamas. So I don't know what the video is going to look like, but would you guys want that? I think that'd be really cool. Really cool for us. Really awesome. So yeah, those are the two things that I have not stopped thinking about since I recorded this 2 days ago. So I think we're going to do it, guys. Be on the lookout for a planner, but DM me and tell me what you guys look for in a planner. It'll definitely be physical copy and digital downloads. So if you guys want to put it on an iPad or on a phone, you can totally do that as well, but it'll also be sold physical copies because I know some people like to do actual pen and paper. I am one of those people, but I also like digital. So I would be having both. maybe I could do like a bundle. A physical and digital bundle together at a discounted price. Done. Amazing. I'll do that. Yeah, I'm really excited. I have not stopped thinking about it. Very, very exciting. So today's episode, I am excited to chat about it. Today's episode is how to make time for yourself, a goal, or a side hustle in an already busy schedule. Now, I have a couple tips for this because I am finding myself personally, I kind of made this episode for myself because I've been thinking about this a lot lately and I know that other people can most likely relate to this because I just am caught up in the middle of a couple different projects that I'm working on, a couple big projects that I'm working on. One of them is the planner. Another one is I want to write a book. That's no secret. I want to write a book. So I will definitely be getting on the lookout for that. And the third project is actually my biggest project. And I'm not going to announce it yet. It's not that it's a secret, but I just want to do a big glamorous announcement because that's just how I am. So I'm curious to see what you guys think that is. Give me some guesses of what you think that announcement is. But what I'm getting at is I'm in the middle of a couple of bigger projects right now. And I'm finding myself having a hard time scheduling the time to do these projects because when a project is so large, it actually feels overwhelming to the point where you don't want to accomplish these projects. And that's okay to feel like that, but hopefully these tips that I give will help make you feel like your head's above water rather than underwater. And I know a lot of you guys are back in school, whether you just started going back to high school or you just started in college or you're heading back to college after having all this free time in the summer, or you guys could be heading back into the office. I know a lot of my friends with corporate jobs are heading back into the office. And it's this big discussion of, you know, I really liked working from home because it was on your time for the most part. Yes, you had like a schedule, but you were able to really have more control over your day. And going back into the office, I know not a lot of my friends particularly are thrilled about it, and they would have rather kept from working from home. So if they didn't have the option, they're all back in office. And, you know, you do kind of give up some freedom of your day and some time management of your day when it comes to being on another agenda that you can't necessarily control, such as going into the office or being back in school. So this episode is here to kind of help you take control of your day, take control of your time to accomplish whatever it is that you want in your life, whether it's honestly just more time to yourself, whether it's time to hang out with your friends or your boyfriends, boyfriend, girlfriend, partners, or whether it's, you know, you actually want to start a side hustle or you want to pursue a hobby or you want to go after a goal, if the goal doesn't fit into any of the above categories. Really, it's just how to take a control on your day when you might feel like you're kind of out of control of a couple of things. And just finding the time to pursue something that makes you happy. I really think before the pandemic, and even now, but especially before, everyone was so hustle culture 24/7. Like, I was supposed to have a TED Talk in March of 2020. It got canceled because of COVID. But my entire talk was actually going to be about hustle culture. And at the time, it was actually more so, I guess, in favor of hustle culture because I was in it, in the thick of it, very much so in the thick of it, thinking like, you really can do it all. Like, you can hustle and avoid burnout. But my mindset then was completely different than it is now. And I agree with that statement that you can hustle and avoid burnout. But if you hustle correctly, and if you're working smarter rather than harder and longer hours. I've just learned a lot over the past 18, 20 months, however long we've been in this. And I'm grateful for what I've learned from it. And I just want to share it with you guys of kind of just how to avoid burnout, yet still get to where you want to be in your life and even beyond that. And it's really about just making time for yourself, a hobby, a side hustle, a passion, a goal, a relationship, a friendship, whatever it might be, you need time for yourself. And these are my tips on how to get that time to yourself. So number one, what is it that you want to do so that you still have time for you? Again, this doesn't necessarily have to be a side hustle. This doesn't mean that you have to start an Etsy shop and you make stickers on Procreate and sell it. That's not exactly what this means. This also doesn't mean that you have to go back to grad school and get a master's in psychology, you know, in grad school if you're already busy. That it doesn't have to be something so drastic and dramatic. It can truly be something as simple as, I want to run a half marathon. Or it can be as simple as, I want to make sure that I have one date night a week with my partner. It can be these little things that just break up your life so that it doesn't feel like you're just waking up, going to school or going to work, coming home, eating dinner, maybe going to work out, going to bed, rinse and repeat the next day. It just can become so mundane, and so we start to get resentful when it works like that every day. So these are just moments to break up the mundane routine that we're so used to. Life is meant to be enjoyed. So what is it that you want to do so that you still will have time for you? I just gave a ton of examples. For me, I'm going to use the example of I want to create a planner. So that's the one that we're going to use for the rest of this episode for my example. Okay, my second tip, after you have established what it is that you want to do, it can be simple. Number two is to organize your life. Now, I know what it feels like to have big projects that are on your calendar and it's daunting to start because they are massive and maybe you're just like, I don't even know where to start, or I'm so busy, I don't even have the time to start. I totally get that. So you're going to want to organize your life. This is where you are going to write out your days for at least 1 month. So get a planner or download a planner or use Google Calendar and write down everything that you possibly can that is coming up that month. Appointments, if you have a syllabus, write in your tests. If you know you have meetings on the calendar, calls, write that in. Times that you are going to class, times that you are in the office, times that you commute to and from work, times that you are busy doing things that are out of your control, such as, you know, if I work from 9 to 5, maybe I'll schedule myself busy from 8:30 to 5:30 because that's when I know that I'm preoccupied with work. Or if I have class at 8, 12, and 1, I'm going to mark myself busy at 7:30 till 9:50 and then 11:50 to 12:50 and 12:50 to 2:30. I'm unavailable during those times because that's something that I have to show up for. That's either my job or that school. If you're a mom and you listen to this, write down your kid's schedule. These are things that I have to show up for my kids. They have school at this time, so I need to drop them off at this time. Billy Joe has soccer practice at this time. I'm going to block that off. Block off everything in your calendar that you are unavailable for. You have to show up. Those are your non-negotiables. You have to go. From here, I want you to then make a master to-do list of everything that you want to do, either pertaining to your life, things you have to do, or your goal that you're working towards. So I'd always just have a huge master to-do list. And once I have that master to-do list, I want you to go through and sort it out into what has to get done and what can I push off. This is pretty simple because you can really say like, okay, could I do this today or tomorrow? And if the answer is yes, then you keep it on the now to-do list. And if the answer is a no, put it on next week and we'll look at it next week. Or even next month and we'll look at it next month. Like if you need to, if it's a if this, then that sort of scenario, put it to later. So once you figure out what you can actually do right now to get yourself closer to either a goal or just things that you have to do in your life, from that to-do list, I want you to then study the gaps in your own calendar. So look on your Google Calendar, look on your planner, and see that maybe on Mondays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., you have an hour and a half of free time. This is key, and this is where you own the gaps. You're owning the gaps, baby. You could have gaps in your everyday life, and you know these gaps don't necessarily have to be significant. Putting in 30 minutes towards a goal, towards what you want in your life, towards a hobby, towards a partner, towards a friendship, will progress you so much more than just saying, well, I only have 30 minutes, so it's not worth it. 30 minutes every single day is 3.5 hours a week of work that you could just be tossing to the side because you think 30 minutes isn't enough. But if you do 30 minutes every single day, you have 3.5 hours of work under your belt. You need to own these gaps and take advantage of the moments that you have. It's also important to be patient with yourselves when it comes to finding the gaps in your schedule, because your Tuesday could be completely different than your Monday. And maybe your gap on Tuesday is from 11 to 2 in the middle of the day, and you're going to take advantage of that. Maybe your gap on Sunday is from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and you're going to take advantage of that. Allow yourself to be flexible within the gaps in your calendar. And once you find those gaps, it is going to take discipline to actually sit down and get the work done. It's easy to say, you know what? I only have an hour today, so I'm not going to go for my run. I'm going to sit on my phone and watch TikTok because I'm really tired and I really want to unwind. Look, I totally get it. The easy thing to do is sit on your phone and watch TikTok. The hard thing to do is get up and go for your run and work towards your goals. The easy thing to do is to blow off what could better your future. And the hard thing to do is actually put your head down and work towards bettering your future. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to do it, like I said, for hours and hours and hours. No, no, no. This is part time for you. It's something that you're allowing yourself to find more time in. But sometimes it also means you have to make time. If you have a really packed day on Friday and you know that at 3 p.m. on Friday, you want to be done, you want to be checked out, you want to go to the beach and say, you know what, I put in my time, I'm done for the week. Maybe that means you have to wake up an hour earlier on Friday to get your side hustle in for an hour before you go to work or before you have class. It takes dedication, and maybe that means you have to say no to going out on Thursday night. It isn't always easy. It's rarely easy to prioritize the things that are going to better your future because the simple choice is to blow it off. The easy choice is to sit on TikTok, to sit on social media, to watch a movie, to watch White Lotus on Instagram. Or what? Is that on Netflix? It's easy to blow off responsibilities, especially responsibilities that you put on yourself that aren't assigned to you by a boss, by a professor, by an employer, by anyone else. When it's you putting in your own deadlines to yourself, your own responsibilities to yourself, it's much harder to honor that. So you do have to be dialed in. And sometimes you have to find the time, especially if you don't have any gaps in your day and you need to make the time. But it's these moments of goals, hobbies, significant others, friendships, whatever it might be. It's these moments that allow you to feel like you have control over your day. If you were just going through the motions every day of waking up and going to work and then coming home and rinse and repeating, you would resent it and you would just feel burnt out at the end of the week. But allowing yourself to have time for you in a busy week is incredibly important. So you do need to find the time. You do need to completely organize your life and know, okay, I'm doing this on Monday, I'm doing this on Tuesday, I have this on Wednesday, and I have this on Thursday, I have this on Friday. And I see that collectively I have about 5 hours of gaps and I choose to work towards my goal for 4 of those hours. And I will give myself 20 minutes every day to be completely a vegetable on the couch and just veg and be a couch potato. I'll give myself 20 minutes. But the other 40 minutes of that, I'm going to better myself. I'm going to work towards something that I've always wanted to do. And just feeling that sense of self-motivation acts as a snowball, and it will be the lead domino in your life that will get you wanting to do more, wanting to go farther with your goals, and wanting to continue to inspire yourself. It takes one day, one motion, one domino to then hit the next, and suddenly it's a chain reaction, and you're going to feel a million times better. One other thing that I really encourage you guys to do is gain control of your mornings and your nights. Having a solid morning routine, when you wake up in the morning and you get to have an hour to yourself, yes, maybe that means you have to wake up earlier, but an hour to yourself in the morning is really going to set you off on the right foot rather than waking up, throwing on a t-shirt and going to work. Because now that's a 5-minute routine where you're getting up because someone else needs you to report to class or report to work. But if you wake up an hour before, you're waking up to report to yourself. You're waking up to show up to yourself. Same goes for nighttime. Allowing yourself to have an hour to wind down rather than, oh, I'm done eating, I should just go to bed because I have work in the morning. Allowing yourself to wind down, light a candle, take a shower or a bath. Maybe read a book, put on a face mask. Doing nice things for yourself to prioritize yourself is major, and it really sets apart time in your busy day to care for yourself, to look after yourself, and to feel like, you know what? I do have control over my life, because there are so many things we can't control. Weather, tests, professors, when we have to go to class, works, deadlines, bosses, coworkers, all those things we can't afford, we can't control, but we can control how we choose to spend our free time working towards a goal, how we wake up and how we go to bed. So what I really encourage you guys to do is, number one, determine exactly what it is that you want to make time for in your life. What is it that you want to make space for in your life? Really determine that. A phrase I keep thinking about a lot is, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. So what is it in your life that is a fuck yes, I want to make time for this? Number two is to organize the shit out of that. Once you have number one in mind, go to your calendar and organize everything that is out of your control in your life that you have to do this month. Number three, look for the gaps and own the gaps in your calendar and make the conscious effort to spend that time working towards your number one goal. And number four, make the time. Sometimes we need to make the time. It's not always fun, but it will get you farther in your life than you are right now. And like I said, it's one lead domino that will bump into the next. Create a goal, organize it, own the gaps, make time. Those are my four suggestions on how to make time for yourself in an already busy schedule. Guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode. This was much more of a life update than anything else, but I still wanted to add in this little tidbit of my four tips. It's just something that I've been thinking about a lot, and I've been wanting to share it with you guys as well. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And please be sure to follow my Instagram and let me know what you guys think about the planner, about me uploading to YouTube again. I'm so excited. So just let me know what you guys think. Guys, I hope you have the best day ever. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Labor Day, everyone. Stay safe. Enjoy the holiday. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Love you guys. Bye.